This is an All Ears English podcast episode 965, How to Be Your Best Self, plus reflections on American culture. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, let's dive into the culture of self-improvement in the U.S. Why are Americans addicted to it? And what phrases do you need to connect around this topic? Get everything you need today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica. Ozzy there in the background is having quite a day. He's an emotional dog, isn't he?
He is so emotional. Oh my gosh. I didn't realize before getting Ozzy how unique dogs are. Every dog has its own like personality and anxieties. Like, yeah. I can't tell you how many dog owners I meet that talk about their dog's anxieties and stuff.
They're so quirky.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny. It's so funny. That's crazy.
And especially here in Portland, because everybody has rescue dogs. Everybody says, sure. Oh, it's a rescue dog. It's a rescue dog.
Oh, yeah.
They all come with, you know, issues.
Let's call it baggage. Yeah.
Baggage. Yeah, that's a good term. What does baggage mean?
Baggage.
I don't think our students would know that one.
I actually love that term. I mean, sometimes we use this for people, too, when you go into relationships, right? You come with baggage. Yeah. It's everything. Baggage is everything that's happened to you in the past, usually bad things.
Yeah, pretty much always bad things, right? We don't talk about like positive baggage.
Exactly.
Because it's this idea of like you're carrying these negative things from your past and they're affecting your present.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yep.
Everybody has that. If you're an adult, everybody has that.
That's
but
true.
That's kind of what we're talking about today, because I think that term baggage is something that in American culture, at least, like the self-help industry, the self-improvement industry, that term, I don't know if that term existed before everybody was trying to fix themselves.
Yeah, it's true. Today's going to be a super interesting episode, guys, because we're going to talk a bit about one aspect of American culture that you guys are going to end up getting into. Eventually hearing about in an article or a newspaper, magazine, it's going to come across in your conversations. But
definitely.
Before we get into that, Jessica, let's remind our listeners about the webinar that's coming up.
Ooh, yeah, guys.
Yes.
Lindsay and I are doing a webinar for IELTS, you guys. It's about grammar. We're going to give you guys 7 and higher grammar structure. So you're not going to be wasting your time studying all these, you know, worksheets, whatever. We're just going to lay it out on the line, guys. These are the sentence structures you need in task 1. And you can use them in task 2 as well, but very specifically focused on improving improving your grammar for the exam.
Exactly. So if you guys are taking, you know, this is All There's English podcast, so not everyone is taking the exam, but some of you are definitely taking the IELTS exam this year. You want to attend, and you definitely want to attend live, because that's where you get our special offers. You get to ask questions. You get to see us on video. It's just a really good place to be live, guys. And spots are filling up quick. Spots are actually limited on the live webinar itself. And last time, Jessica, we had hundreds of signups, didn't we?
Oh, it was amazing. So cool.
Yeah.
It was amazing. So definitely get in there soon, guys. June 20th and June 21st. Mm-hmm. Go to allearsenglish.com/examiner.
Yeah, go sign up right now, guys. Claim your spot before they run out. All right, let's dive into it. And before we do that, I just want to say one quick thank you to one amazing reviewer who reviewed our app. Thank you to Che Pai from Taiwan. Thank you for that review.
Yay. Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, so Taiwan.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about self-improvement.
Oh, interesting gosh. Topic. So I think we've both dabbled. We've both read and come across a lot of ideas, and some are very useful. Some are kind of foofy. It's a huge industry here in America. And I actually read a book about it called America the Anxious. Mm. I highly recommend it to any listeners who are curious about why we are so into this, because Americans in particular, like, we've exported some of the self-help stuff for sure, like Tony Robbins, right? He goes around the world, but nobody goes as crazy or spends as much money on the self-help industry as we do.
Yeah. And why do you think we do that? Like, why is America anxious, or why do we want to always be striving to improve ourselves? Why is this field relevant for us?
Well, that's interesting. I think it's this idea, like this American dream ideal of like everybody can have their dream life, right? Mm-hmm. Like the American dream. And it's like we there's so much room to get there, and I feel like we're trying to reach this ideal of a life that maybe doesn't even exist, but we're told that it does. We're told that, like, you can have this perfect life and these dreams, but you just have to fix yourself first. And so people are like convinced that maybe if they're a better person inside, then their outside life will also be better, right? Mm.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it's a fine line. You know, I think this industry, it's hard to clump together the whole self-help industry, right?
Because
I think legitimately, I mean, I've used products and sources and read books and taken maybe not so much courses, but to improve myself for sure, right? And that's one of my highest values in my entire life is not so much the word self-improvement, but striving, wanting to just live a better life, just be more true to myself and my life. And so it's a broad area, a broad category, right?
Definitely. Yeah. And it's really like, I think if I would have talked about this 5 years ago, I didn't believe in any of that. I didn't read anything like that. I was like, whatever. But then, you know, some events happened in my life and I found myself in a place where I did need to, you know, look inside, do some work, right? Yeah. And I like that phrase, doing the work. Yes. My friends and I throw that around a lot. You know, like if we enjoy being around other people who are also doing the work, right? Yeah. Like people who do want to improve themselves and they're motivated to be their best selves and have their best life.
Exactly. Because, I mean, I think it comes down to your personal philosophy on life, right? It comes down to, like, why do you think we're here? I mean, some people are here just to have to eliminate pain and to avoid pain. And therefore, the easiest thing is just to rearrange the world so that the life is painless. But then I think at some point you realize, like you mentioned, certain events happen. And for me too, around my mid-20s, certain things happened where I realized I can't rearrange the world. I have to be the one to kind of rearrange the way I see things.
Exactly.
And that is kind of my definition of self-improvement, right? It's how it's more like the mind, how the mind takes things in. Guys, if you love focusing on connection, not perfection, with us here at All Ears English 4 days a week, then share the show with one of your coolest friends. Let's help more English students learn English by focusing on connection, not perfection. Thanks for sharing All Ears English.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's so true. That's so true. Because we can't control what happens outside of ourselves, but we can control how we deal with things and how we look at the world, right?
Exactly.
And it's my best friend, Megan. She was just telling me that the other day, how, like, what is our, why are we here? Like, what, what is the purpose of our life if it's not to experience it in the most mindful, but in the most positive way that we can,
right?
Like, explore the world in a positive way, be a student, be a learner, improve yourself and push yourself in different directions.
Yeah.
Don't let these experiences control you. So if other things, if bad things happen all the time, right? But is that going to ruin your life, or are you going to face it with like courage? And it doesn't have to be, you're not going to be happy all the time. And that's another realization I think that I've come to as well, that sometimes I think sometimes the self-help industry creates this image of, like, you can be perfectly happy all the time, but that's not true either. And that's also okay.
And that is part of true self-help, is understanding that that's okay. You're not going to be okay all the time. And I love that. I think the other piece of, we sort of touched on this, but I think the other piece of American culture that is so drawn to this is our love for growth, growth itself, like growth, like a before and after story. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
We love that stuff. We eat that up. And the idea of the hero, right? In the movie, all our movies are around a hero, and he's growing and he's getting better, or he or she is striving for something. That is so deep in our culture.
It really is. We are suckers for the underdog.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Like, and I am no different. I love a good underdog story. Mm-hmm. So the underdog, guys, that term, it's for the person who's not supposed to succeed, right? The person who is down on his luck or not good at something, or, right? Like, not expected to do well.
Yeah.
But then he goes through this amazing experience and he works hard and he, you know,
hard work,
like,
is always in there, by the way. Hard work is a massive part of that narrative.
And you know what? That's something that I appreciated when I was living in Asia as well, in Taiwan, is this love for like working hard to be one's best. I found that that was also highly valued in that culture.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, if you're born into that, if that's what you see when you're growing up, that's what you're going to move into. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So the reason why these, I wanted to sort of talk about some of these terms with you today for our students, is I discovered an amazing new podcast that I want to recommend to everyone. It's called Unladylike, and it's sort of a feminist podcast, but the experience of what it is to be a woman in the world, and every guest on the show is just living their best life. They're all so inspirational and strong and amazing. So this term, living your best life, it occurred to me, I'm like, well, I know that's not in any textbook. Like, do our students know that? We say that all the time.
Yeah, probably not, guys. We're giving you non-textbook words today, right? We're giving you words that you'll never learn in any textbook. We can guarantee that. But you will see them in newspapers, magazines, movies, podcasts. This is the material you want to connect on with other people. Okay, so live your best life. What does that mean then? It's kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. But I think a lot of it is not just, it's not just about, you know, having the best job or being a successful engineer, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about the rest of your life as well, right? Like, surrounding yourself with good people, filling your time in positive, healthy ways, not falling into traps of like drama, maybe drama that you create or drama created by other people, or like not being held back by unhealthy negative things.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. This is living your best life as a whole person, right? Health,
right?
fitness, love, romance, family, all of these things, you're living at a very high level.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the other side of that would be to be your best self, right? Mm-hmm, so live your best life, be your best self. Both of them are the same, but it is holistic. It's not just like, oh, I'm rich now. It's not about monetary gain. Yeah. It's about the complete person.
And this actually, these two phrases make me think of Oprah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Yeah. That's the previous generation's answer to these phrases, right? I mean, that's really where I'm sure our listeners know Oprah, right? She's got a huge, her own network. I mean, she's got the talk show. Does that talk show still run? Do you know?
No,
not anymore. Okay.
I remember when she retired from that talk show years ago, and that's when she started her own channel and her own magazine,
right?
Of which she's on the cover of every month.
Oh, yeah. And she still puts out, I think there's a show called Super Soul Sundays. I used to have a student who loved to watch that. It was great. It was great. And I think that's on the Oprah network. So she still definitely is involved in this. This was always her theme.
Oh,
You know, self-improvement, living your best life.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yes.
I think she really brought these terms to the forefront in the 1980s, right?
Yeah.
Like a minority woman, an African-American woman who began like a talk show empire and was like, everybody can do this. Like, you guys can do this too. I think she did a lot. Yeah.
And also just that she brought to the forefront topics that probably up to that point, no one would talk about. Things like probably like breast cancer or things like pregnancy or I don't know, any issues in society. She brought, like, she had people talking about them on stage on TV. That in itself was pretty revolutionary at that time, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. Oh, definitely. Yeah. No, she she has built an enormously impressive empire out of really helping a lot of people.
I love that.
You know? Yeah. No, it's so a great story.
So cool. Yeah. And then there's a third one. And this phrase is also seen and heard around these spaces of self-improvement.
Totally.
So the idea of manifesting our goals, right? To manifest your goals. What does that mean to manifest?
Manifest is to, you envision it in your mind, you picture it in your mind, and you like make it happen. But I think it's a lot more active than that. That's just one level of manifestation, right?
Do you think what does it mean to manifest? Like, how else would we do it? Like, what are the other ways if you want to manifest something? What would you do?
I think to create positive habits around that goal. Mm-hmm. So part of it is, you know, hard work, but it's more like indirect, I feel like. So, for example, there's a lot of like dating sites, let's say, right?
Yeah.
And they might say like you can manifest your partner. And it's not by trying to go on dates. It's by being a healthy person yourself and being confident in yourself, and then you will attract the person that you want to be with.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah, I know that. And that makes a lot of sense too, right? Because you want to be the one that you would want to be the person that you would want to date, like the person that you would want to date. Like, who would want to date you? Would they want to date you? You want to be that person. Right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, what do you think you deserve in a partner? Like, you want to be of that level as well. So manifesting your goals. This could be any goals, right? Like weight loss or a different position at work or being a fluent English speaker. Mm-hmm. It's not about the direct hard work, which you will also be doing, but it's about the best life thing. It's about the treating it as a holistic goal where you're just working on being healthy and positive inside yourself, and then good things will come to you.
Yeah, so cool. I love it. I feel like a lot of our listeners are going to resonate with this today.
Oh, for sure. I am inspired and motivated by our listeners all the time. I love reading your messages, you guys. Yeah. If you haven't already, leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, and tell us, you know, what inspires you? What keeps you motivated?
Absolutely. We want to hear from you guys in those reviews. So, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. This has been great.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.